You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India's food services market, currently valued at Rs. 5.7 trillion, is projected to grow at a compounded annual growth rate of 8.1%, reaching Rs. 7.76 trillion in 4 years, according to a report by the National Restaurant Association of India released on Tuesday. The organized segment will grow at a CAGR of 13.2% between 2024 and 2028. By 2028, India's food services market will surpass Japan, trailing only the US and China, NRAI said. It will also be the second fastest growing market after Brazil, employing 10.3 million people by 2028. The market, which includes the organized segment valued at Rs. 2.49 trillion and the unorganized segment valued at Rs. 3.19 trillion, currently employs 8.5 million people. Meanwhile, the government is likely to come up with a production-linked incentive scheme for underground mining equipment and heavy earth-moving machinery by 2025-26, an official source told Financial Express. The scheme shall be implemented over 5 years and would be designed to bolster the largely unexplored underground coal mining in the country. The sources said, quote, "We have more or less prepared the draft. It now needs to be discussed with the ministries concerned, get finalized and approved by the government," unquote. Currently, Coal India imports high-capacity equipment such as electric rope shovels, hydraulic shovels, dumpers, crawler dozers, drills, motor graders and front-end loaders, wheel dozers to conduct its mining operations. Over to aviation sector. Air India plans to introduce a voluntary separation scheme for around 600 employees, whose roles are expected to be redundant after the merger with Vistara. However, the entire flying crew will be retained as the airplane plans massive operation expansion post-merger, sources said. Air India did not respond to an email query. In the recent past, Air India's management has communicated to the employees that several jobs might become redundant after the merger. To minimize job losses, the Tata Group is trying to offer some employees new roles by upskilling them and placing others in different group companies. The sources said that the scheme might get implemented by the middle of this month and that the board will deliberate on it. In some more aviation news, a division bench of the Delhi High Court has issued a show cause notice to SpiceJet as to why contempt proceedings should not be initiated against it for non-compliance of its order asking it to return engines to its lessor TWC Aviation. Justice Rajiv Shakder told SpiceJet's lawyer's senior advocate, quote, "We are still warning you. If you comply with the order in 9 days, we will not go ahead with the contempt. If you don't, we will proceed with the contempt proceedings," unquote. SpiceJet has been asked to furnish a list of its directors to the registry of the High Court in order to issue summons to them. Next up, industry. HCL Tech is likely to report a 2% quarter-on-quarter decline in its revenue in the June quarter on the back of a combination of annual productivity passbacks to clients and planned ramp-downs in IT services. The average of 5 brokerage firms expect HCL Tech's revenue to fall Rs. 27,866 crore in April-June from Rs. 28,499 crore in March quarter. The company will announce its Q1 earnings on July 12th. ICICI Securities has forecast a 1.9% revenue decline, emphasizing the impact of productivity gain sharing in significant deals. The company's management has cited that increased offshoring pressures and ramification from its significant deal with financial services firm State Street as key factors that could curb growth for FY25. Moving on, it's not that only homegrown microblogging platform Kuu had to down shutters recently due to funding issues. Voice-based social networking platform Hootay, now Hoot, launched by Soundarya Rajnikanth, has gone inoperative just over 2 years since its inception. Similarly, even Aratai, a chat and calling app launched by Sridhar Vembu's Zoho Corporation as an alternative to WhatsApp, has failed to gain traction with just over 1 lakh downloads since its launch in 2021. While Hootay has not made any official announcement regarding its app status, it neither accepts new user signups nor allows existing users to log in. Lastly, let's have a look at the stocks in focus today. These include Reliance Industries, Wipro, ONGC, RVNL, Mahindra & Mahindra, Bansal Wires and Emcure Pharma, among others. Wipro has resolved a lawsuit filed by Wipro Limited against its former chief financial officer, Jatin Dalal. According to a US SEC filing dated July 2, 2024, Cognizant's board of directors approved a payment of $505,087 to cover the settlement and legal fees related to the dispute. ONGC has announced plans to invest approximately Rs. 2 lakh crore to establish renewable energy sites and green hydrogen plants, aiming to achieve its net zero carbon emission goal by 2038. As part of this initiative, the company will invest Rs. 97,000 crore by 2030. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.